Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Beth Cook from Cook Farm in Hadley. Cow to cone. It is ice cream season. Nothing says the summertime like a nice cone of ice cream. And you are doing it from the cow's udders to the utter delight of the people that are coming.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
You've never heard that before? Utter delight is the best cow joke there is. I think it can be verifiably proven.
Can I milk our cows on grass?
I like that one better, actually. You're right. Okay, so tell me some of the flavors, Beth Cook, that you're making at Cook Farm.
Well, we just made the last batch of asparagus.
Asparagus ice cream.
It's a great way to preserve the bounty, I think.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get your kids to eat vegetables.
I think Jerry Seinfeld's wife has a book that she stole entirely about that exact topic, hiding vegetables in food that your kids actually like.
They should have called me.
Now, asparagus ice cream.
There's 2.5 pounds of asparagus in every 2.5 gallon tub. So a pound per gallon of ice cream.
So your pee smells when you have the asparagus ice cream.
Yeah.
Beth Cook from Cook Farm, you went to ice cream school at Penn State.
I did.
So what is the degree? Is it 32 degrees Fahrenheit?
No, it's not. It's 8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's where you got to keep it at.
Yes. The more sugar it has, the more you have to turn the juice down.
That's the kind of stuff you learn. At ice cream school.
And no one told me when I went that I wasn't supposed to mix vegetables in as well. And I tried it and it worked.
Have you put other vegetables in ice cream or just asparagus?
I tried to do onions once. It was terrible.
You know, as a dairy farm, you know, now it just seems like, of course, you know, there's ice cream there. But how did you make that move and why did you do that?
It's a huge change. The area where we live has changed so much.
For people that aren't familiar with where you are,
we are on a direct connector between Route 9 and Bay Road. I'm on South Maple Street, and that is the road that dissects the two malls.
But that being said, you have a little bit more of a built-in audience for people to come stop by the farm store then now.
That's right, and we nail them in the afternoon. But the reason that we decided to do the store was that at the farm, which has been in the family for 100 years, my husband and I are the third generation, and our son is there and now his kids. But when he decided to come back, we couldn't expand with more cows. It was not a feasible thing to do. So
because of land.
Yes.
Base.
I got a grant to start, and that was really the stick that stirred the drink, so to speak. And
15 years later?
15 years later, I'm dead tired, but.
And now they're coming for all sorts of flavors of Cook Farm, and including asparagus flavor. So does it feel good to hand on this farm to the next generation, thinking that it might have been over with you guys now that your son has come back
Absolutely.
And wanted to do it?
We didn't start out there when we were married. We lived in northeastern Mass, but his dad got to retirement age, and so we came back to the farm, I had never been there, but it was in 84.
So now all of a sudden you're a farmer's wife.
So now I'm the farmer's wife, yeah. And I did the farmer's wife proper, too. I did everything that you can imagine. I even learned how to inseminate cows.
Well, there you go.
Wasn't very good at it, and I kept saying, I can't see in
there. It's not as much fun as you might think.
I can't see in there. I don't know what I'm doing. And they said, you can't see anyway, Beth. What difference does it make?
So, you know, it's kind of amazing how few dairy farms are left in Massachusetts. We're down to about 150. 95% have gone out of business in the last 50 to 60 years. And so it's so great to celebrate the stories of dairy farms that have diversified and are passing it through the generations. And it seems like selling directly to people has been part of that because you're not only doing the ice cream, but you also do raw milk and you also do yogurt. How important has that been to keeping the farm going?
It's essential. If we hadn't built Flavors 15 years ago or 16 years ago, I really don't think we would be in the dairy business right now.
Beth Cook from Cook Farm and Flavors of Cook Farm in Hadley and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, are having their local farm dinner. Limited seating. It's put on by Whole Foods, and the money is going to go to Enterprise Farm and CESA. It's at Enterprise Farm in Whately, Saturday, July 27th. So if you wanted to go to buylocalfood.org.